I'm Mike Hempen with an AP News Minute. Donald Trump has been sworn in as the 47th U.S. president, promising a revolution of common sense. In his inaugural address, President Trump said the golden age of America begins now.
During every single day of the Trump administration, I will very simply put America first.
Trump, who overcame impeachments, criminal indictments, and a pair of assassination attempts to win another term, will act swiftly after the ceremony. He'll sign executive orders to clamp down on border crossings, increase fossil fuel development, and end diversity and inclusion programs across the federal government. In his final hours in office, President Biden pardoned his siblings and their spouses, saying his family has been subjected to unrelenting attacks and threats. He also pardoned Dr. Anthony Fauci, retired General Mark Milley, and members of the House committee that investigated the January 6th attack on the Capitol and allies who have been targeted by President Trump. Southern Californians are bracing for gusty winds and a heightened risk of wildfires. Dennis Burns, a fire behavioral analyst with the incident management team, says firefighters dealing with the Eaton fire are ready for the Santa Ana winds.
For the Eaton fire, we're pretty confident that it's going to remain in its footprint. And that's mainly due to all the hard work that our firefighters have been doing. We will see the effects of this wind. However, the material that is still smoldering out there is pretty well interior, and we don't feel it's any threat to our line.
The blazes have killed at least 27 people and charred thousands of homes. This is AP News. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports on the latest positioning from Yemen's Houthi rebels.
Yemen's Houthi rebels have signaled they will limit their attacks in the Red Sea corridor to only Israeli-affiliated ships, just as a ceasefire in the Gaza Strip entered its second day. The Houthis' announcement, made in an email sent to shippers, likely won't be enough to encourage global firms to re-enter the route that's crucial for cargo and energy shipments moving between Asia and Europe. The Houthis' announcement said it was stopping sanctions on the other vessels it has previously targeted since November 2023. However, it left open resuming attacks against both the United States and the United Kingdom, which have launched airstrikes targeting the rebels over their seaborne assaults. I'm Karen Shamas.
And the curtain comes down this evening on the longest, strangest college football season anyone has ever seen. About the only thing that feels normal are the teams playing for the title, Ohio State and Notre Dame, two of the country's most storied programs. I'm Mike Hempen, AP News.
This fall in love with Cozy. Nothing says autumn like wrapping up in the rich, warm colors of Minky Couture. From golden ambers to deep burgundy and rustic browns, Minky blankets bring the beauty of the season right into your home. Perfect for crisp evenings, family time, or gifting someone special. Fall in love with Minky and shop your favorite fall colors today at minkycouture.com.